think I could ever repay what jazz has given to me. You know, it's opened doors and friendships and endless pleasure of playing a great music. It's a music which doesn't only permit it, but it lets you be yourself. It wants you to be yourself.
The sound and voice of Don Burrows. This is Mal Stanley with you on ABC Jazz. Don Burrows, perhaps more than anyone else, helped to make jazz accessible to many Australians who may not have had the opportunity to hear the great variety of this music, and someone who also helped to raise the profile of Australian jazz overseas. He brought jazz also into the orbit of school kids and into the outback with his relentless touring. Don Burrows passed away aged 91 on Thursday, March the 12th. He was a multi-instrumentalist, composer, band leader, TV show host, supper club owner, jazz educator and much more. In this short musical tribute to Don, you'll hear music from some of the different eras and settings that he was part of. In the 1950s, Australian jazz was starting to be heard outside this country with the success of the Australian Jazz Quartet and Quintet. Indeed, Don spent some time travelling to the USA, UK and Canada to soak up what was happening there. When he returned, he recorded a couple of now rare albums called Jazz for Beachniks and Jazz for Surfniks for the American Bethlehem label with a band called the Australian Jazz All-Stars, which included Freddie Logan on the bass, Ron Weber on drums, Terry Wilkinson piano, and Dave Rutledge on flute on this one. Don, you'll hear featured on baritone on a piece called Freshwater. Don Burrows with the Australian Jazz All-Stars from 1960 and a piece called Freshwater. Well, that piece showing some of Don's classical influences. Indeed, Don studied at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music and also played in the ABC Sydney Orchestra for a while. His love of classical music also shows in this piece you're going to hear with his quartet of George Goller on guitar, Ed Gast in the bass and Alan Turnbull on the drums. And quite a pioneering performance, the first ever by an Australian band at the Montreux Jazz Festival, recorded in 1972.
We'd like to finish up. Thank you. We'd like to finish up with a tune of ours called Passing the Bar. We'll be right back. George Cullen, Ed Gaston, and Alan Turnbull, and I thank you. Bye-bye.
And the audience back in Switzerland in 1972 at the Montreux Jazz Festival certainly got in to that performance by Don Burrows and his quartet and the piece Passing the Bark. We heard George Goller there on guitar and someone who had a very long association with Don beginning in 1959. They toured often and recorded together in many different settings. And it was in a duo, though, that they could really hear their musical empathy together. And one of my first ever jazz LPs was a Don Burrows and George Goller LP. We're going to hear that magic here, Don Burrows on clarinet with his wonderful warm tone and inventiveness on Cry Me a River. Thank you. Don Burrows on clarinet and George Goller on guitar. And the piece Crimea River from their album Babinda, and a duet part of that series of albums. Don Burrows had a very long love of Brazilian music with its rhythms and musical colours. Recorded an album in 1978 of all music from Brazil, plus a couple of originals, and played various instruments on it. The album called The Brazilian Connection. And Don Burrows originally started learning flute, and here you'll hear him on a member of the flute family, the piccolo, on his own composition. It's called Papagio, or A Colourful Parrot. And his own composition called Papagio, or A Colourful Parrot, from the Brazilian Connection album. Well, so much music to choose from Don's large list of recordings, fitting to end with him playing with James Morrison from Don's final recording session, and someone who Don came across when he was teaching at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music, whose jazz course Don helped establish. And Don did so much to encourage James when he was younger and played such a big part in helping him to become such an Australian jazz icon. And James repaid some of this by helping to look after Don in his latter years. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this short look back at some of the music of Don Burrows. Check out our website for a feature on the life of Don. This has been Mal Stanley with you. Then we're going to end with a wonderful feature for Don on clarinet, James Morrison on trombone, and Phil Stack featured on the bass. And the piece is The One I Love.
Thank you.